My name is Rafe Kachadorian. And welcome to my first day of middle school. Mom, she's doing it again.
She's gonna get me arrested.
Hello, not getting any younger here.
Do that again and you're not getting any older either.
Every middle school is filled with the same types of kids. They're the kids you want to hang out with.
One for all and all for one.
Yeah.
Just like the Three Musketeers.
And the kids you want to avoid.
I'm a loser.
Later, Kachadorian.
But in my new school...
Excuse me, young man.
The biggest bully isn't even a kid.
Everything you have on is breaking rule number 22.
What's rule number 22?
The code of conduct. Read it.
Look what's happening to your shirt. Nobody needs to see where your chest hair is going to be.
So, yeah, this year's gonna be fun.
Move it, people.
Intense, huh?
It's like prison.
Don't you see, Rafe?
My school, my rules.
No outside food.
No talking.
No laughing.
No going to the bathroom.
What?
This is hilarious.
Hand over the notebook.
I don't look like that. Creativity has no place in this school.
Your new principal sucks.
It is up to us to speak for the voiceless.
We've got to do something about this school. We have to express ourselves as not just a bunch of robots.
I am very happy to be here today because today is the day I turn over a new leaf. In my critiquing skills, if you will. Today is the day I finally critique a film correctly. And I'm here to talk about middle school, the worst years of my life. Now, first of all, I want to go back about a month ago and read a comment that me and Mr. Cody received. I'm sorry, Mr. The Cody received on my sausage party review. And this came from Mr. KKL. Kind of like KKK, Ku Klux Klan. Well, he's the Ku Klux lad. Anyway, he writes and I read. Dumbass me. I think I've had enough with you critics. You're going to sit up here and tell me you like this film. You know what? There's no reason to read everything because this is kind of a long ass comment section. So you know what? I'm gonna get to the bare bone minimum here, and let's get to the point here. You critics need to understand that it's called movie reviews. Your job is to just tell us this is what the film is, this is who's in it, this is who directs it, here's a few clips of the movie, and here's when it comes out. You're not meant to give your opinion because guess what? Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion. You're not even allowed to have an opinion because you brainwash some audiences with your pieces of shit reviews. People are fucking fake, so when you criticize a movie, you're pretty much telling them what to do, almost like a dictatorship. Grace Randolph, Chris Stuckerman, as he says, Schmoes Knows, The Flick Pick, Jeremy Johns, You As Well, The Phenomenal One, etc., etc., end your so-called reviews with telling me if I should see a movie or not. Who the fuck do you think you are telling me what the fuck I should see? I will make up my own mind watching a film. You do not make a decision for me. I will tell you whether or not I wanted to see a film and whether or not if it's good. Clearly, you critics are all wrong on Sue. Okay, there's no reason to go into that. So, you know what? He's right. He is right, and he showed me the way of how to review films now. And I'm very, first of all, KKL, if he's still around, I know he said he was done with the internet and stuff like that, but maybe this will bring him back. I'm going to take your word of advice here and talk about middle school, the worst years of my life. Oh, yes. Now, his first thing here is he's supposed to tell us what the movie about. Well, you got an imaginative kid here named Raph. And Raph, well, let's just say he's tired of the middle school rules and stuff like that because, like the movie title says, it's the worst years of his life. So he's gonna get ready to stop following all these rules and uncreative things that they want to do, and he decides to get all the students together to pretty much break every single rule that this middle school has, and therefore let the students run wild and make the parents and the teachers and the principals and everyone that works there, make them realize that, hey, let's make this the best years of our lives, right? There goes your plot synopsis. That's what the movie is about. So I've answered this first question here, what the film is. Now I need to tell you who's in it. Well, you got Griffin Gluck as Rafe. or Raph, I said Rafe, Raph, Lauren Graham as Jules, Alexa Ninson, Georgia, whatever the hell how you pronounce that, Andrew Daly, Principal Dwight around his lip, that's right, people, Thomas Barbuska, Leo, I think I saw that motherfucker in Asgard once, Retta, Ida Stricker, Adam Pally, plays Mr. Teller, Luke Hardman, Sean, Jesse Goey, Bella, like Twilight Bella, Jacob Hopkins, Miller, Patrick Fagan, or Fagan, the boy candidate, Isabel Moner, Jeanne, Isabella Mara, oh, isn't that cute, they got the same names, Heidi, Madeline Stack, girl in assembly number 2, and Ethan Ramirez, or Efren Ramirez, he plays Gus. He's the local janitor. Well, now that I told you who's in it, let me tell you who directs it. Steve Carr. Yeah. All right, so I've answered all this guy's questions now, KKL. So why don't we play some clips now? First clip I got here is, hey, I'm new to the school. Let's play this clip and see what it's about.
Excuse me, young man. What is your name?
Rafe Cacciadorian.
What did you just say to me?
It's my last name. I'm new.
Well, being new does not entitle you to swagger in here with no clothes on.
I'm wearing clothes.
Every single thing you have on flies in the face of rule number 22.
What's rule number 22?
Are you telling me that you haven't read our code of conduct?
All right, if I don't tell you, I won't get in trouble, right?
Unbelievable. The code of conduct, young man, rule number 22 is always obey the dress code. That means no printed shirts, no wild colors.
Yeah, okay, yeah, got it.
Got it? Rule number 1 here at Hills Village is to respect your principal by calling me Sir, or, if you prefer, Principal Dwight, or maybe even Sir Dwight, if you like. Oh, good. You have recognized my keen sense of humor. Not everybody does. Good man. Okay, good. All right, on your way into school, which is that way.
Wow! What a riveting clip that was, right? Hey, you know what? You know what? That wasn't enough for me. I know it wasn't enough for you guys, too. So let's play another clip. You can see this in the trailer, but this is extended. It's when the sister, the little sister of Raph here, decides to drive a car. Let's play that clip right now. Play that clip right now.
Did you order an Uber? Better you than me.
Hello, not getting any younger here.
Do that again and you're not getting any older either.
Well, I was just pulling it around to save time.
Never again. Move.
Wow! What another riveting clip that was. I got one more clip for you guys. You wanna hear it? You wanna hear it? Alright, it's rule number 26. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
I don't look like that. Son, as principal, I think of myself as the father of this school. Do you follow me?
Sure. Yeah, you think the students are your children.
What? No. The students aren't my children. The school is my child. And you attacked my child today. You punched it in the face. What kind of a person punches a child in the face? That was a very important assembly, and you ruined it.
I know. I'm sorry. Honestly, I was just doodling.
All right. Rule number 26. Read it out loud, please.
Rule 26. Any written material deemed inappropriate or offensive will be confiscated and destroyed?
And destroyed. Very good. You're a good reader. All right. Goodbye, offensive and inappropriate materials.
Wait, hold on. Please, you don't understand. These drawings mean everything to me.
In that case.
You guys are doomed. Bye-bye. This super stinks.
Tech support.
Here we go.
Tech support.
Your new principal sucks.
Wow, what a riveting clip, and what a dick of a principal that is. Well, you know what, this movie exactly comes out on October 7th, 2016, Fridays, theaters near you, check your local listings, check your Fandangos, check your AMCs, check whatever theater chain you got. That has been the phenomenal one, and this has been Middle School, The Worst Years of My Life Review. Later, everyone. Bye!
This principal is evil.
No bike riding on campus. I'm confiscating this. Get up!
If you want to stand out, you want to make a difference, think outside the box.
Alright guys, I've given you all your assignments.
Let's break every rule in this ridiculous code of conduct.
Alright, catch you, Dorian. I'm in.
Did you just say my name right?
Rule 28. No balls in the hallway.
Oh my gosh! That could have been me!
Rule 17. No dyed hair of any kind. And rule 34.
Somebody update Wikipedia, because we're making history, bro.
No touching the trophy case.
Fish!
Feel I can drive?
Finally.
We'll find the hooligans, and I will bring them to justice.
Rules aren't for everyone.
What did you just say?
Whoever did this is committed to the art.
How many people have a test that starts with Principal Dwight has three nipples?
Well, it's false, but false. I was born without nipples, for your information, and it looks beautiful. Anymore.